Book of Lamentations, the third chapter, verses that have been read in your hearing, and supporting text this morning, St. Luke 10 and 37. The Bible is read in the third chapter, beginning at verse 22 in Lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should have both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. St. Luke 10 and 37, a very familiar passage. And he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thy likewise. Based on our thinking coming from the 22nd and 23rd verses of Lamentations, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. There are new mercies every day. There are new mercies every day. Most of us at this given time in our life, we ought to know what prayer can do. And if for some reason you don't know by now, I invite you to try. And I guarantee you, if you ask him in faith, trusting, and believing, that God will come to your rescue. God will go and see about your loved one. God will take that thing that had been screwed up and straighten it right back out. If you know this morning what prayer can do. Pray without ceasing. The Bible declares men should always pray. And we always got something to pray for. That don't mean you got to be asking God for something. Sometimes you just want to talk to him and tell him, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you've already done. Lord, I want to thank you for your unseen miracles, for the things that you've done when I didn't even ask you, but you stepped in and did it anyhow. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Do not we serve a great God this morning? A God that is worthy of our praises. And we may not all praise him in the same manner, and we don't have to think that because we do it this way, we're doing it better than somebody else, or we're closer to the Lord than somebody else. Because I found out that little person that just sit there and you don't think that they got it, they got it. Not only do they have it, but they're getting it. And they let the Lord God manifest himself in their hearts. And you know, it's good to just be reminded in your mind just how good God really is. And that God that we serve this morning, he is worthy at all times to be praised. I'm so glad to know that I serve a God that'll be with us, and a God that is a promise keeper. A God that whatever he says, you can trust and believe in the power and the word of God. He's blessed us again to be together in worship and to allow our minds and our bodies and our mouths and our hands and limbs, you know, you better move them while you can move them. But then there's going to come a time that you're going to want to move it and you can't move it. Or either you're going to move it, but you can't move it like you used to. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. And one thing is that we got to get to a realization now that you don't have to get old to get down and out. Got some young folk that can't throw their arms up like they used to. So you better do what you can while you have an opportunity. And the Lord God gives you strength. It excites me to see our elders just praising God and allowing God to still manifest himself in their bodies. For we come to worship God in spirit and in truth. And truly, this is another day that the Lord God has made, and he has blessed us, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. We ought to be glad this morning that we're yet counted amongst the living. I saw one of my classmates on Thursday when we went to the homegoing celebration of Sister Harriet. And then I saw him yesterday at Brother Elmo's, and I told him, we got to stop meeting like this. especially this close together. So we went from a 62-year-old person, 61, she would have been 62 in September, to a 95-year-old man. Death has no respect of persons. If you are yet counting the months of living, and I thought about him actually earlier this morning and thinking about what I had said to him, and then I thought, I should have told him that he's glad to still meet you and we can see one another than one of us to be coming to look upon the other. You ought to be thankful this morning. You got a reasonable portion of health and strength. You ought to thank your God that God has blessed you. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Despite the heat and all that is going on in the world, our God is still worthy to be praised. For those parents that have these young people that sit here on this front pew, you ought to be thankful this morning for the job that you and God has done. You didn't do it all by yourself. God helped them along the way. And so we want to encourage them, to let them know that God going to still be with them. And even though mama or daddy may not have their watchful eye over you when you get to your destination, God is still watching you. And so we want you to be the young people that God would have you to be. Be full of the Spirit. Have a good time. Enjoy life. Be young while you're young. But just be mindful that all of us are going to have to give an account of the lives that we are living right here upon the earth. God has allowed us to go through another week's journey. He's allowed us the privilege to see another day. And as we are a part of this day, one thing we should be glad about is that our God is an unchanging God. For the Bible declares, Jesus said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when we wake up tomorrow, God's going to still be the same God. When you talk about grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa, they talk to the same God. The same God that they believed and they called on and they trusted in, that's the same God that is with us this morning. And God is still the same. I'm so glad that we belong to him and he will do whatever we need him to do. I believe that somebody, before they left home this morning, they asked God to do something, and you're dependent on God to do just what you asked him to do. Somebody got on the dangerous highway and said, Lord, take me to my destination safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. And look and behold, God brought you exactly where you want to be. What a mighty God we serve this morning. On this hot Sunday morning, we want to share just a word or two about God's mercy. And how we should maintain hope from day to day, and that we would be there and God would be there for us whenever we need him. We got to learn that we got to find out that God is right there by our side. And sometimes God sends people our way just to give us a helping hand. Sometimes there are times when his angels are dispatched to our specific need. Every one of us, as independent as we may be sometimes, everybody needs somebody. If you don't need nobody down here, you're going to need the Lord. You don't need him right now, you're going to find out you're going to need him after a while. And for those of us that don't know how to call on him, I believe that when you get down on your bed of affliction, or when trouble comes in your life, or when things are just not going exactly like they ought to go, you always can find somebody saying the words, oh Lord, have mercy on me. And then you wonder, why would God have mercy on you if you don't love him? If you don't have a relationship with him? If you hadn't talked to him when everything was going right? You know why? When everything's all right, we all right. We don't have no trouble. We don't have nothing going on that sort of messes up our spirits. We just got a smile on our face. But what about those days when our face has a frown on it? What about those days when, for whatever reason, the enemy makes us get in our mind that we got to look down and feel bad about this, that, or the other? But I found out that if you just look up anyhow, anybody know how to smile anyway? You got to have that hallelujah anyhow spirit that even though when I'm going through, I'm going to still give my God the praise. Even though when you're going through, I'm not going to complain every time you see somebody that they got something to complain about. In times of grief and sorrow, when we've been drugged through the worst of times, when we witness that our brothers and sisters are suffering for one thing or another at the hand of the enemy, and even when we bring hard times on ourselves, sometimes we like to point the finger and say it was this individual that caused me to have this trouble. But what about those times when you know that it's because of your own decisions that you're in the rut that you're in? We think about it sometimes. We feel like that everything's going to be all right after a while. But what about when after a while don't come soon enough? Anybody had any of those days? When we know that somehow or another, because we are believers, we know that God is coming. But we're like, God, where you at? Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I needed you yesterday. Lord, I need you to step into this situation because, Lord, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Anybody ever said, I'm just going to throw my hands up? But I come to tell you this morning, when you throw your hands up, don't let it be in despair. Just throw them up in praise anyhow. Oh, I'm going through, but Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I got a pain in my back, but Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, I got some friends that have been talking about me, but Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, I got a bridge that I don't know how I'm going to get across it, but somehow I just want to thank you. Anybody know that God will take you across your troubled waters? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. When I need the Lord the most, he is always right there by our side. In our text this morning, it is written by the prophet Jeremiah, and it is in grief and mourning because of the stubbornness of the people of God, how they had to suffer for their not changing from their wicked ways, and how they turned on him and telling him that he was, you know, sometimes we got to understand when God says he's a jealous God, God want us to know that is a fact. We are not to put any other gods before him. But Jeremiah, he realized that I've been the man of God. I did what the Lord God told me to do. I said what God told me to say. But he was hurt because he had to endure because they refused to heed God's word. When you care about the people of God, when you care about your family members, when you try to give them a few words of encouragement or you try to let them know that you ought to try it this way or that way, sometimes don't feel like somebody's messing so much in your business that you can't hear what God is trying to relate to you. Sometimes people are just trying to help you along the way to let you know that if you just try it another way just for a little while, then things will work out for your good. All of us can say that we've sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have had some times when we had not did exactly what God told us to do, but God blessed us anyhow. Anybody in here know that you hadn't been all of that, but God still has been a good God to you? Anybody in here willing to confess with your own mouth that, Lord, I've fallen short on a many occasion, but I always realized that you always came to my rescue. Anybody realize that when you talk about somebody prayed for me, oh, God, I'm glad I know that I know how to pray for myself now. But I'm so glad somebody prayed for me before I learned how to pray. Anybody know how to pray this morning? You don't have to put fancy words together. It don't have to be a long, drawn thing. Just those one word, Lord, have mercy, is a prayer all by itself. And I thank God for being that merciful God. I thank God for being that one that you can always depend on. But when you have a man of God in this, just like the prophet Jeremiah, that had looked and he's done what the Lord told him to do, but he found out that even though that he tried to help along the way, they turned their backs on him. They put him in prison. They called him everything but a child of the king and made him realize and made him think that all of his labor had been in vain. But no matter what they did, no matter what they said, he stood the test of time and he stood for God and stood and did what God told him to do. It's good to be able to tell God exactly that I'm going to do what you asked me to do. I'm going to go where you tell me to go. And this is what Jeremiah did. But Jeremiah began to grieve down in his mind and soul because of the condition of the people. He was sad because he realized that when God told them that I'm going to put my wrath on you, I'm going to allow my fury to come upon you because of your stubbornness, because you won't change from your wicked ways. And that disturbed Jeremiah to the point to where he was actually grieving and mourning about the condition of Jerusalem and the people of God. It's just like when you got the loved one that you've been praying for, and it seemed like they won't get the message. Seems like every time you turn around, no matter how you reach out, no matter how many times you tell them that you better try it another way, God going to help you if you just try God somehow or some way. And they tell you, oh, you always trying to bring that church stuff up. Well, I'm glad that church stuff will help you along the way if you allow it to. And so we got to learn that we cannot shut God out. God is full of mercy, and we should know and understand that if we continue to shut him out and fail to do the thing that he wants us to do and experience, we will experience his wrath. As Jeremiah prophesied to the people of God, told them what God was getting ready to do, let them know that they were going to die by the sword, they were going to die by famine, they were going to die by those ones that he was going to allow to come in. He allowed their enemy to come in and took his hands off of them. And so when you don't know that you got the hand of God on you, you are very vulnerable to anything that might come or go. But when you know that you're covered by God, then you can let your enemy throw any darts that he want to throw. But when you allow the grace of God to come off of you, you know how it is. Sometimes we got our own mind. We're going to do what we want to do. But we better learn how to do what the Lord God wants us to do. God allowed him to know, and God told Jeremiah, let him know that there are going to be some folk left, but you got to have your own mind to trust God. So you might be buddies with somebody, and your buddies still want to play on the train of do nothing and act the fool. But you better learn how to let you get on that train, I'm going to get on another train. Because I want my soul to rest in peace. I want my soul to know that I'm doing what the Lord God tells me to do, because I want to be one of those ones that are left. I want to be one of those that are delivered. I want to be one of those that Jeremiah said, even though you're going to be in captivity, don't worry about it, because God is going to make a way out of no way. And when you get there, don't complain about everything. Just go with the flow, because it's only for a season. Now, some of you are going to die out, but God is going to allow you, if you allow God to still be God, you'll still be able to have some more children. And these children, even though you might not see the deliverance of God, though your children in the other generation will see the deliverance of God. So you got to be able to allow the Lord to work in your life, so that even if you don't get the blessings that you've been praying for, you ought to be able to believe that my children are going to get it. We are looking at it right now. We are looking at young people getting a chance to excel and to do some things that our ancestors were not able to do. But somebody, grandma, grandpa, daddy, and mama, have sacrificed and made a way that you will have the opportunity to do the things in life that you need to do. We got to understand that when we get ourselves in that predicament, we got to realize that if the wrath of God, if the fury of God comes our way, question comes from the Bible, who shall be able to stand? Will you be able to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and hear him say, well done? Will you stand there with tears in your eyes and saying, Lord, will you give me one more chance? Your one more chance might just be today. You may not have another tomorrow, so you got to let God know whose side you're on today. We ought to be thankful for the mercy of God. We ought to appreciate God's grace. God's grace, his unmerited favor towards us, a gift from God to all mankind. God's grace is favor and goodwill, being free from sin through the repentance to God. That's who you got to talk to. We think about salvation. Sometimes we think that it entails a whole lot of what you can't do, what you can't do, what you can't do. But don't allow somebody that know a little bit to mistrack, to get you sidetracked and make you miss out on your soul salvation. The Bible declares that all you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus the Christ died for your sins and for my sins, rose on the third day. And if you believe that, then God said that you shall be saved. It didn't say you have to speak in tongues. Didn't say that you have to shout like other folks shout. Didn't say that you have to preach. Didn't say you have to be on the choir. Didn't say that you have to be an usher. But it did say that you got to believe in your heart. You got to confess with your mouth. Mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. And then the good thing is knowing that the only reason that you're able to get by is because of the grace of God and then God's mercy. mercy, compassion, kindness, or forgiveness shown to somebody or a person that has power over you. There are those of us that come through the day of getting beat down. And so every now and again, for whatever reason, mama or daddy decided to show you a little mercy. They had power over you. They could beat you when they get ready to beat you. But forever, whatever reason, that particular day, they decided, I'm going to let them slide. That's the mercy that comes from the individual that has power over you. And so what I'm trying to convey to all of us this morning is that God the Father, he has the power to show mercy or to even show or allow his wrath and fury to come upon us. Now, God is not going to put his fury upon you unless you do something to warrant it. You know, we got children right now, and they'll do something, you get ready to pop them, they say, what did I do? Whatever it was that you did was out of the will, or you broke the rules of the house. And so when you broke the rules of the house, there are consequences. You ever heard? Well, I know you heard it because all of us have heard. I done told you one time, I'm not going to tell you no more. But how many of us know that we got some hard-head children? We got some hard-head adults that even though God done told us, if you keep on living the way that you're living, you're going to die and go to hell, then we still won't heed to the word of God. The Bible declared that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we got to depend on the mercy of God. A person that has power over you can show mercy or not show mercy. A welcome event or situation that provides relief or prevents something unpleasant from happening. Something to be thankful for. The easing of distress or pain. Whenever you lay down at night and you went to bed praying to God, Lord, I hope that when I get up in the morning that I don't feel like I feel tonight. Anybody ever said that and woke up in the morning? And in the morning, you feel a little bit better than you did last night. That's the mercy of God. Whenever you believe that I can't take no more and God steps in and gives you the power to endure, let you know that everything gonna work out some way or another. David shared with us in the 25th division of Psalms, remember, O God, thy tender mercies, thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of our youth, for my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. God, you are a mighty good God. And I want you to remember that even though when I was young, I was dumb. But somehow or another, God, you had mercy on me. Anybody glad that God had mercy on you? Anybody glad that even though after you found the right way and the wrong way, every now and again, you still went down the wrong path? But isn't it good to know that God had a merciful eye over you? Anybody glad that when you walked down the wrong road, God walked with you every step of the way and allowed you to know that I'm still your God? I have to protect you. When everything began to get rough, I'm right there with you. The Bible in the 130th division of Psalm, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord, there's mercy. With him, there's plenteous redemption. So with God, we can have a way. With God, we got a second chance. With God, if we know about God's mercy will always be right there. Jesus taught in the disciples as he talked on the mountaintop, and he began to share with them the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So I want you to know that even though sometimes you may wrong somebody, you want them to have mercy on you, then you got to learn how to have mercy on somebody else. Don't you know it's not all about you? Don't you know you got to trust the power of a loving God? If we want a mercy, we got to learn how to give mercy. If we need compassion, then we got to know how to give compassion to other folk. And if you want to give compassion and want to have a reason why, then the golden rule said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
If you want God to bless you, then you ought to be willing to bless somebody else. If you want God to say, Lord, I forgive you of all the wrong that you've done, then you ought to be able to forgive somebody else. We ought to know that when we look in this word of Jeremiah, he is very intense for the sympathy that he had for Jerusalem. And he said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. And so that's why we can stand with our heads high. That's why we got something to shout about. That's why we can give our God a hallelujah praise. Every one of us have had our hands all dirty and messed up. But I'm so glad that I can go to the blood of the Lamb. And the blood has washed us. The blood has cleansed us. And because of the mercy of God, then we have not been consumed. Reason being, because he had compassion. And God's compassion will not fail. For the Bible declares, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Then he tells us that they are new every morning. Every day, great is thy faithfulness. When I got up this morning, I got some brand new mercy. I had mercy on yesterday. Oh, God is a mighty good God. See, if you live like somebody, if you treat folk like somebody, then somebody will treat you like somebody. I walked in that crowded church yesterday, and you know how it is. A preacher think he gonna get a seat. I didn't get a seat yesterday. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was standing there by the pulpit, and I began to think in my mind, I'm going to either sit on this floor or I'm going to have to leave and go home. But God saw mercy and had somebody in the midst. God always got somebody. See, I had mercy on yesterday. But even the man that was officiating the service, he said, you come over here and sit down. I said, you need your own seat. He said, I say, sit down. I didn't argue with him. I took that seat so happy. It's good to have mercy. It's good to have good friends. It's good to have somebody in the right place at the right time. And I sat down beside my friend. He said, you must be special. And I said, well, I thank God, because God made a way out of no way. Then by that time, Justin came around the corner and brought me a fan. And man beside me said, well, you sure not special. I'm glad you're my friend. If you have God in your life, God will have somebody else in his life that he allowed to come and see about you. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the facts. I was glad to get that seat yesterday. And I realized it was nothing but the mercy of God. And I thank God for that mercy yesterday. But don't you know, when I woke up this morning and saw the bright sunshine on the outside, I realized that there are new mercies every day. All you got to do is look around and see. And see that the Lord will be right there by your side. Even though he blessed you yesterday, he'll bless you again today. And if you wake up tomorrow, he'll bless you again tomorrow. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Know that God will be right there by your side. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, for the soul that seeketh after him. It is good that a man should have hope and quietly wait. All you got to do is wait on God. God will send somebody right along your way. And I just stop by to let somebody know that I know a God that is always by your side. I know a God that will do what you need him to do in your life. For the Bible declares, if we look in the gospel according to St. Luke, that there was a parable that Jesus gave about the good Samaritan. And the Bible declares that there was a certain man, a certain lawyer, that went down to Jericho, and he fell among thieves. And he began to find out that he had been wounded, because the lawyer had asked him, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? I stop by to let you know that you better show mercy and you better give God the praise. For the Bible declared that he said, what is written in the law? See, sometimes you ask God something that you already know. You already know you ought to treat people right. You already know you ought to be a friend to all mankind. Anybody know you ought to have faith in the power of God? But this man realized that there was a man, and he gave this parable out, that he went down and he fell among thieves. They robbed him and beat him and left him by the roadside half dead. But I'm so glad that God sent somebody away. For the Bible said, by chance there came a certain priest that way, and he passed by on the other side. Sometimes the one that you think ought to help you will be the very one to turn their back on you. But I'm so glad this morning that God got somebody in the woodwork. And then the Bible declared that there was another man that came down the road that was a Levite. Worked right there in the house of God. Knew the law of God and the mercy of God. But he passed by on the other side. But I want to tell you that God got somebody that'll stop by for your rescue. For the Bible declared there was a certain Samaritan that came down that way. Now the Samaritans and the Jews didn't get along. They hated one another, and for whatever reason they didn't like the Samaritan. But it was that Samaritan that stopped by to help the man along the way. He stopped by and he began to take care of the man's wound. Put the man on his own beast. Allowed the man to go in to get some help. And after he got the help, he realized, I tell you that when I come back, if I didn't leave enough to pay you, I'll come back and pay you a little bit more. I'm so glad this morning that we got to have mercies of God, and that mercy will come every day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I thank God that the one that you least expect will be the very one that will come to your rescue. Anybody ever realize that somebody may thought that you didn't like them, but that's the one that gave you a helping hand. That's the one that lifted you up when you were down. That's the one that protected you when everybody was around you. And I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. Anybody glad that they serve God? Anybody know they got the mercy of God? Anybody need any mercy this morning? All you ought to help me say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, pick me up. Lord, turn me around. Lord, fill my heart with the power of your love. Lord, I want to be your child. Lord, I want to go where you want me to go. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Anybody want to give God praise? You ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're yet still to do. There are mercies, new mercies, every day. Every day, God bring you some new mercy. Every day, even in the midst of the troubles, God can still make your dark cloud move and give you light and give you joy that comes from the power of God. There are new mercies every day. Because of his mercy, he will not allow you to be consumed. Because with mercy, there's compassion. Compassion is the love of God the Father. And if you got compassion in your heart, even those that you thought you would never help, as we talked about that on last week about getting clean from the inside out, if you got it on the inside, then you'll show it on the outside. And you will help whomsoever you can, because you don't know whether one day you might be the man laying beside the road. One day it might be your child laying beside the road. And you want somebody to stop by and lend a helping hand. And all I come to tell you this morning is that the God that we serve, he gives out new mercies every day. All you got to do is try, and you will find that he is right there. God's blessings forever be upon us. For there's nobody that can do you like Jesus. He's a good God, and he is worthy of all the praises. And I've lived long enough now that I got to trust in God, his word, his mercy, his compassion, because he's brought us a mighty long way. The key to all of it is that because he is unchanging, he made us a promise, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, but I will be right there. Our God is a good God. And God gives you an invitation this morning. If you're not a part of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter who you are, what side of the track you were born on, what you've done thus far in your life. Today, you can get new mercy. God can forgive you. He can embrace you and let you know that everything is going to be all right. So we invite you to come this morning. Maybe there's one that would like to be a member of the church. God gives you this opportunity right now to step out on faith and to say, Lord, it is I standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah to the name Jesus.
God has.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else, whether by letter, candidate of baptism, under your Christian experience, God says he loves us, and because he loves us, we know that he will be whatever we need him to be. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. And what we have to understand is the body of Christ extends not only in this sanctuary, but every believer, despite their denomination, if they are believing in the power of a loving God, because there's only one God, then we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Is there another that would like to come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Maybe there are those that desire prayer this morning. We want to remember all the bereaved families. We want to remember the Walker family this morning. Reverend Daisy Brown, Sister Ruth Black, Brother Kent Jackson, Brother Raymond Young, Sister Mary Lou, Sister Christine Frazier, Sister Dorothy Fuller, Sister Ada Harrison, Brother Elmo David, Sister Bernice Jackson, Sister Vinnie Davis, Brother Major Davis, Sister Nancy Burns, Sister Paula McSpatton, Sister Kathy Burns, Sister Margaret Buds, Sister Margaret McCarter, Brother Warren Hargraves is with us this morning, Sister Gloria Barnes is with us this morning, Minister Judy Richards, all the mothers of the church this morning, to all of those that are going through in the community, to all of these graduates this morning as they embark and get ready to travel and go to not a faraway country, but just leaving home. And so we pray that God will, and we know he will, be right there with them. The mornings and the evenings, God will be right there with them. And so you got a spiritual babysitter. You got a spiritual eye on your children. You stay on your knees and pray that God's will be done in their lives. God is a good God this morning, and he is worthy. There are those that I may not have called by name, and you may be standing in the gap for a loved one. You may be going through something yourself this morning. I ask you and I challenge you to trust and depend on God. And if you give it to God, he'll take care of it for you. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Reverend Holt is going to come at this time and lead us to the throne of grace.